afternoon. My name is Marion Kainer. I work at the Tennessee Department of Health, and I'm going to talk about using the NEDSPACE system to describe antimicrobial susceptibility data for CRE. This project was very much a team effort, and I would like to acknowledge the entities listed here. CRE refers to Enterobacteriaceae, a family of common intestinal bacteria resistant to carbapenems, a class of antibiotics used to treat serious infections. Mortality is about 40 to 50% for bloodstream infections. Resistance mechanism is on a mobile resistance element, which means it can spread to other bacteria. So for example, it can spread from an E. coli to Salmonella. In Tennessee, CRE data are captured in our electronic disease surveillance system, the NEDSPACE system, or NBS. 22 jurisdictions use NBS. CSTE position statement 15ID05 for consideration at this conference proposes a standardized case definition for CRE. On the right, you see the proposed 2015 definition, Klebsiella, E. coli, or Enterobacter that are resistant to any carbapenem, including ertapenem. It is much simpler than the previous definition shown on the left. NBS is a relational database. CRE testing results include organism antimicrobial susceptibility results and resistance mechanism testing, such as the modified Hodge test or PCR for KPC or NDM. There are complex parent-child relationships, color-coded here for your convenience. At TDH, we extracted all the lab results and linked these to case investigations. The end result was one line per organism. We then selected those cases meeting the 2015 CRE definition. We ran into multiple data quality issues. For example, resistance mechanism testing may be entered among the antimicrobials rather than as a separate test. How the information is stored is dependent on who performed the resistance mechanism testing. Here, the modified Hodge test was performed by the healthcare facility, and the information is housed as a single isolate and single observation number. However, when a facility sent an isolate to our state lab for resistance mechanism testing, the order and results are entered as a separate isolate, which then receives a different observation number. Labs may not report the numeric MIC, but just a local code for the susceptibility results, or only a text interpretation, and we don't know whether they use the appropriate CLSI breakpoints. Sometimes a lab will send us numeric MICs for some antibiotics, but only interpretations for the carbapenems. We analysed data for Tennessee residents with specimens collected in the calendar year 2014 for Klebsiella, E. coli and Enterobacters. We applied the proposed 2015 definition, that is, resistant to any carbapenem, including ertapenem, with a numeric MIC value using the 2012 CLSI breakpoints. We counted one organism per calendar year. Note that this is different from a proposed case definition for position statement 1505. This is a map of CRE cases by genera and county of residence. Klebsiella are shown in purple, E. coli in yellow, and Enterobacters in green. The darker lines indicate our 8 EMS or healthcare coalition regions that reflect referral patterns. This map shows the annual incidence rate per 100,000 by county of residence for all three genera combined. This for Klebsiellas. Note the clustering in northeast Tennessee and the Chattanooga area. For E. coli, was Chattanooga and West Tennessee. And for Enterobacter, it is West Tennessee. And this map shows the number of CRE cases by the healthcare facility laboratory performing the test. You can see Jackson in West Tennessee, Chattanooga, and Northeast Tennessee, the Tri-Cities area, have the largest burden of disease. We plan to share these data on an ongoing basis with our partners for situational awareness and targeted interventions. Now that we can extract our laboratory data, we plan to capture additional variables on our case report form. We also plan to classify cases as likely or not likely carbapenemase producing CRE using the subclassification table outlined in the position statement. We also plan to simplify what is reportable to public health in 2016 to organisms that are resistant. At present, because we are an emerging infections program site that uses the old definition, we still need to capture organisms that are intermediate or resistant to carbapenems and apply different definitions to our EIP versus our NEDSPACE system data. Thank you.